Yeah, I heard about it, but I didn't follow it. But
it's kind of saying, you know, you got to make this decision for, you know, the money or health. And he decided that the grind just got too tough for him and decided to move
on. Well, it's a tough job. It's a tough job. And I think it's different for everyone, you know, because people are different. So, you know, you got to make the decisions that's going to make you happy. I think that's ultimately in life. So people want to be happy, so hey, you do what you got to do, man. So hat goes off to him, you know. He's a pretty good player, though. You know, I thought so. I played against him before. I think
you were getting up at 6 in the morning to get healthy. You know, you didn't even think about not at all.
Because getting back was the main focus. You know, getting back to doing what you love to do. So because you're not happy when you. When you're doing treatment, I think that all comes back to what I just said about being happy. That's what it's about, and you know, you want to get out there and do your part. So that was my main focus, getting back for my guys and my teammates. You know,
what can y'all salvage with a win tomorrow night?
It'd be awesome. You know, we kind of have that mini bye after, so I think it makes for a good few days. You know, to get ready for the next one.
It's not really that out. It's just the whole idea of derailing now. How great is that to be able to derail those guys?
Well, it's that one game of the year that everybody talks about, you know, regardless of the schedule. It doesn't really matter. It's the Saints and Falcons, so it's really a big deal. And if you can knock them off, I mean, that's awesome, right? That makes it sweet. So I think if we go out and do what we need to do with being in that situation.